Pui kaga tiu mong Mary Sikidu tagit katak te matalanul wi tu piat te mang lantara ileta nunakrat suli tok ini lang su at lawa gut pak mami suli una village or up nunakrat suli ini lang da Bureau of Land Management nunam mazumang dira te masi ileta Kapsini ugiu ni soi nazuaklu tamna imana nunakshaaklu tiktok porni Mary Ziglum Tungani te maasi terpak tawong anukdan inilang su tamna ilan tonagwaing su iluaing su pak mami ilet sul te mani Councillor Day shooting IRA in the Pokmam Tokita Kartuan, the Kakdan go traditional councils to the Councillor Card Doctor. We go Pokmamitok, man, Asadunak in IRA Karta, Ter Wogut, Tukligi Tapko, Elite Aspiti, Teman Mugas, Kanak near near shooting. Te Masi Ibzaklun Sudi. Magua Village Corporation Road, Imana Making Mother, Tam Making Tuan Village Corporation, Magua Inupia Road, Pakmam Sul Negwat and Igazung Niblu Munga Land Claim or Rum. The Master Ni Ilatok, Pepsuni Majumun, Nunakun, Iman Nunakshaso Humming. Irisi magadwaklu ilet, un nuna atok taatagat. Kano di ilet atok tatpam na mami kuk paluruk, ilet ang niyavi plulu, ngad ang niyavi plulu. Te masuru na nuna asam, imana tuniyukai kupte wakut, marungus tako romik sa tamagok. Asanik, Namir Nigliotok, Tape Room Ugly Roman, Federal Government, Naguni, State of Alaska, Naguni, Tape Kununga, Ugly Ronan. Imani Sudli, Imilavuta, Imetu. Sivlamik imetu via khapta unda federal government kulit naza at khapte kuwa gud inu pia gud nipluta. Te mile uwa bia ay gudu nagwat nkulia ngilu te maas pak mami kanak na ane aksu ni mago uwa gud ila giga av lasan nunan pip mata kanu ta umma government room nagwat imina muming imaok te imna kanuk bia sotik la kshaga. Te maasi magua village tuogut niin siuleido road magua village ni pisuk taagat unna land claims act kanok samnakle simeito niin 1991 tikitikadot no sata muogut nagot puksheva tiutani ilaguokta okweet ne agaduattok te maasi kweet ni nakhluni.
I think the people are requesting about a 10.
10-minute break.
Yeah.
Well, I move we adjourn for 10 minutes.
For those of us that smoke.
No, I don't smoke. Never have, so I never noticed that.
Me too.
Well, maybe we could start again. Well, maybe we could begin again. And the next person on my list is Dickie Kuzgruk.
Changes in my wording.
Huh?
I'm going to make a few changes in my
wording. Go ahead.
Okay. My name is Dick Kuzgruk, and I'm a student of Tiller High School. And I'd like to testify INGSA. Tonight I'd like to talk about the Alaska Native Claim Settlement Act that was passed in December 18, 1971, and other amendments passed that did not include those that were born after the above date. Only those born on or before this date will benefit as full shareholders. I am concerned that they do not have the same rights as I have. The only way those born after December 18, 1971 will benefit is if they inherit stock from the deceased. I urge our leaders to ask and push Congress to amend the act once again so that all will benefit under the act passed in 1971. I want to see the younger generation own some land as well as all of us who are shareholders. Thank you.
Thank you.
For the benefit of those people that are taking the tapes, and then for you, Mr. Berger, it's been requested that I translate those issues that we did not discuss before, and I'll use my best judgment to make sure that I translate some of the issues that might be different from the other translations. Akurin kana igagit mumiktaat ka ilait pizaat adlegat ka mago kana to shatle time marakter au klui. Umma dikki khagruk skuktum yen tadami tok mago we feel that we can deny any road after December 18, 1971. Kano ata Kizian Satama Angiswag Pisa after you did stock on a clear toot. Damn Ilan Conring Nataga Satama Tok Magnunga Sulet, you got thing down a similar clue.
The next person is Edgar Ningoluk.
My name's not Edgar. I'm his older brother. He asked me to read what he wrote. This was written by Edgar Ningoluk. In 1966, I think we all came to the conclusion that if we were going to keep from becoming extinct as a people, we had to do something. The immediate thing we thought of that was so relevant to who we were was to try to save the land. Because every Native group in a state and every Indian or Eskimo group in a state country has a totally different relationship to the land than other people in the Western world. We at least could focus on something that we thought represented what we had to do and say. So we had to fight the little war. It was not exactly a resounding war. We didn't hear any cannons. We didn't hear any guns, but in effect we were doing the same thing the Indians tried to do when he tried to save his land. He fought. But we were not fighting on our territory. We had to fight the game on somebody else's court, so to speak. And we did the best we could, and unfortunately it is an unending process. Once we got the land, thanks to Congress, we had to become businessmen, because if we did not make a profit, ultimately the land was going to go. Our leaders went to fight the economic wars that left our people without leadership in effect. What does it take for a group to preserve itself in this system that we have inherited, I wondered. First of all, you had to understand who you were, not only as an individual, but as a people. Then you had to know where you're going to go, or at least have some sense of where you're going. In my reading of history, in recent history at that, in the contest of 10 or 10,000 wars, years that we have been around, it is a very minuscule period of time. Nonetheless, the shock of the Western world has been traumatic on the Native people. I think most Alaskans, probably because they think history began when they got off the airplane, don't understand what's been happening. When you look at peer statistics of the various Native tribes, you know the Aleuts suffered the greatest when they lost about 90% of their people. They were at the vanguard of the economic attack on Alaska, primarily by the fur hunters from the Soviet Union. It was an economic move, and then with almost every major economic activity, our people suffered. Whether it was whaling, whether it was fur seals, sea otters, walrus, gull, whatever it was, our people suffered. Unfortunately, it had become an American habit by that time, because the drive for land was so great. That hunger, whatever structure it was that they were abandoning in the old world, that left them at the low end of the totem pole, slaving away for the lord of the manor. They wanted to get away from that. So when they came to America, here was the Garden of Eden, just waiting to be taken from just a few people who obviously could not use the land very well. In fact, it was virtually sinful. There was so much of it, they had to put it to use, right? So they took the land and began to integrate Native people into American life, come hell or high water. So in that context, Alaska became a part of that system. And in reality, whether we have recognized it or not, our people have been oppressed. The primary purpose of the educational system has always been to destroy the Indian and Eskimo and Aleut identity and language and commitment to the maintenance of them as a people. Unfortunately, when the government and missionaries saw eyeball to eyeball, we were in deep trouble and have been in that kind of trouble since. I mean, to the point where our own people have been unwilling to make the effort to save themselves. Our own people are ashamed to learn our own languages because of all the messages that we have gotten out of the system since the turn of the century. We are the only ones who can save ourselves. We keep looking to the outside world for someone to come and do it, and it's not going to happen. We're expecting someone out there to save us, and in fact, there is nothing in the outside world that is really that important. It is what in the inner world. It does not mean that we have no one who is responsible for the preservation of us as a people, the maintenance of our languages, the maintenance of our identity, the maintenance of our tradition and our history. If we wait on the school system, it is never going to happen. It is really designed to destroy their way, the very thing that we want to keep. And unfortunately, too many of us have become parts of those systems, whether we know it or not. It is important to use every tool at our command to survive, whether it is an economic tool or the political tool. The foot of the matter is that unless we individually and collectively make up our minds that we are going to pass on the spirit of our people and the languages that expresses that spirit, our values and our traditions and our culture, we are simply not going to survive. All the problems that we see in our community are in a way simply symptoms of that deeper problem of a conflict of identity, and in that there is a great deal of wasted energy Because if you have a comfort of who you are, then you do not know how to make decisions. You do not know which way to go. It sounds like I'm not optimistic, but the matter is that I am optimistic. Otherwise, I wouldn't be responding or speaking. Because you can destroy a 10,000-year-old people in 50 years. We have to work at it, and there has to be a total commitment by everybody. All I can say with respect to our being Alaskans is that we like to think that Alaskans are different and that we do not want to do things like they do it outside. I think we ought to begin a reconstruction of our own people and accept our various tribal peoples as equals. That, in short, is the message I have. We are no better off in almost every arena, education, social, or economic. You know that suicides have been higher. Alcoholism has been higher. It all comes from a disorientation that is taking place because of the workings of the systems on our people's spirit and identity. And unfortunately, America, having been made up of so many people from so many parts of the world who have gone through this machine that has required you to abandon your identity and your language to the changing of your names. I think our people ought to understand that it is possible to maintain your identity and your spirit and your language and your traditions and your history and your values and still function in the 21st century. We know what we need to know, how to make decisions, how to analyze situations, how to speak many languages and understand technology. But don't let it confuse you. Hoyana, Edgar Ningaluk.
Well, thank you.
Akun kiatam na Edgar kanin sa iwas sa iyang avni vadiru ta akun kanin kaya tagan it pagmami mago aslat kanin to sa tama doctor ako i susan nilam ni wani ilok na avdu ita mung paliyut ilut pa dahtot
Well, I want to thank Edgar Ningaluk for sending us his remarks. I think they were very, very appropriate. The next name is Chuck Newberg, to be read by Lucy Ningaluk.
Thank you, Judge Berger. This is a testimony by Chuck Newberg, and I assisted him in drafting it up. Okay. I am concerned with the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act's present constitutionality, since there have been programs sponsored by the state of Alaska which have been ruled unconstitutional because they cater only to certain groups or age groups of people. Now I question the overall constitutionality of ANCSA as it caters only to a set group of Native people and excludes those not of the qualifying age and the Native children born after December 18, 1971. According to the language of the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act, the Native children born after December 18, 1971 are not considered Native of Alaska. I would like to see an amendment in the ANCSA Act providing an inclusion of the others, including the children born after 1971 or as they are called afterborns. If it is not fair for them to be excluded from their own Okay, let me see that again. It is not fair for them to be excluded from their own heritage. The culture of the native people will not terminate because of the crucial date of December 18, 1971. The natives of Alaska will continue the lifestyle which is required to survive in our land. The natives of Alaska have always shared. Sharing is our way. It will never change. INGSA has reversed our heritage by not providing for our own children. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Tentamna chakuma testimony tor lusi mun rirtis magaga atre ngavngi la magunu we vi that in androtti na after December 18 1971 der kanre dasim ka gat chaknu berkum.
The next name I have is Clarence Ongtoesruk.
Thank you very much. I don't have too much to be said already what I have to say. Same thing. I didn't know why I was up here because in half hour I was told that my plane is on the way. And why? And they told me somebody quit and I have to go. My wife even didn't know where I am now. Maybe she gonna expect me to go home anytime tonight. So that's the way life goes sometimes. In I will change my dialect to my first. This is my first language. My second language is sometimes hard. Excuse me. Nate Pangat Kanaksia Liotunga Te Manakizian Ili Luta Imma Una Te Manas Olani Mantila Yaksima Road Kanak Kanakslu Uwani Uwagut Nunap Tingni Una Wealth Corporation Wonga Napungak Paguitonga Ilan Kanisimik shoot Glaga Nalulagitka. We are board directors Pekaduto Ugani Kanisak Pingan Uagut Iloru, member of Uangato Iloru, Nalulagitka, Kasumuk Sulitiglagat, No Mamun Katimakhtot. Kulishu ilati ruta hamaks unatan in langsu. Tema asin. Poor directing in the ilan suna ilisima lagat, canis wood asin, canis some niptaman. Wong and nabrak salim nalaito. Tema namak wood inupiagurut asagang a roaring load, wood utokadirut effect of a lagatu. Uma 1991 Uslakdapta Kane Itiklak Saga Nalu Pokmamina Unaitok Tarat Uwanitok Pokmamina Agum Serks Uangatok Serks Road Ilagratna Napman a tame Serk Nalia Palero Tama Uruk Katusu In your will, too, in your peer, on it. Can it lose some not? It lost Hatton, can it suki then? It lost die, it lost Can I die in my Akun in a canagan regard? Una corporation, all Lanil Radak Marum. Can it lose two world in your penny? One Seward Peninsula. Nalu we would show me time on electric laga. Tamong on a glan wong. Kilik to me lati, Nalo Mogoshi later tipta. Time on electric on the blue. Time asin utterly patak poluta, patakava cluna. Nunak sato wata mata uwani uwut. Well, some about four families land claim at it. Four families. In the work to a mechanic to a town cover again, you got tool deadline, ticket got up, and Kizian Patang Naza Poglu Kiluk to a detain, Nunak Sato Shomaru, Tame Asin, Dog Wogut, Kong Naza Kunga, in Mago, no mummy, Yakna, in Yung Mukyok, Yokut, Tavrung, a sweet dog shamuk. Oh, Wog Dog Nago to presume. I have 9 children. So, they mana pikatu illegal 11. Una 160 acres ima umutigati to. They ma kanovik to kanovin man tema. They ma asit pinari kato. But eight products to the world, they ma talk too late to the root. They mana pak mamini nunak kut kangani in well samilu kuk tamilu braving milu teller tamtap ku nunat ashi nigga lavalier sul atoshi namak sismrep and wales angun neak tatu uunga telipa utifutani nuluk somewhere. Taman nun angun neah wigi yut ilip si tawak. Tay manam kaasin kanu a piliok pita. Tamat ko angun neah hutibut uagut inyu suti kakot nunat piliu agapting. Tam na tara uagut utuk kanagroa ni pak mamini manna nirik angun neagak. Il takot o kongin naglan nirikakot. Pilgu agaptiku, we gonna suffer. Iliak nagasiyoktut. Agum uanga. Nagu latok once a day. Nereksama inipiaktanik. Eskimo food. Ublumini skepagama. I grate for it. Teima asitamana angun niyagak. Pilgu agaptiku ilan nagalatapta. They man sama ilyar resiok tut. They man muk tak na ong ilaga tam na kan sa suli unga laga terang sa inak at li pak nangit piak sunga. They ma as pak na umurot ni tunga. Uagut utuk kaliru uagut imna ang ayawap tingin iltakot ikyo na tuak sorok aglan. Magwakit ngayap ta. Una nunap tingne iskovik na namerung aula kamen uang tam ni ilsimaga tam mai latut high school rektorum kanok ililuni inu natik saga uani inu piat nunani tam mai nalulagat nalulatut aglan uagut angay wagroni. Ayokatutigak sagiut angun nesligun sulikil leisak. Mago naluang mitet nagurut pegaluit aglan isalak tuami ping nautorut. Kiyur latut tamat kunang uagutok tayman nunap tingni ilektut kagtaganik imana kilayganik pegaluis imaruamak. Tai mana mukuut it kuasiu lipta atuk tagat tamai kaksa kamei laut aglat tamaga tabar liro uut pila tagut angai unagroni ayok kadi timusi uut terpasi tawla takdu teraglan. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
The translation at this time is a little bit different. It's going from one end to the other. So my translation, Clarence Ontosha from Wales, has stated, again, I will refer back to the full translation in writing after I have access to the tape. He has indicated that when this issue of land claims first started, it should have been like this, to where we had adequate time to realize what was going to happen to us. At the present time, with his village corporation, he does not quite understand its operation because of some of the information that is not brought to him, either by his corporation or perhaps the mother corporation, Bering Strait Native Corporation, through some meetings in Nome. As a native elder, he's listening to the terms of 1991 we are approaching, which is going to be difficult for the people because the food that is bought the same in all the villages that are represented here. He feels that therefore we should work and discuss together as a group and approach our leaders and try to resolve the difficulty we are facing through some of the clothing and through some of the food that we hear that we'll probably be losing as a result of the Claims Act. The leaders in the past did not tell us what answer was going to provide because it was quick. He states that one day they were told that they were supposed to select land. For example, Wales people had 2 days to select and apply for native allotment applications. And he feels that it's through these kind of short deadlines that we're going to be suffering as a result of us not being able to discuss and talk about the situation. And he's quite concerned that the lifestyle that the elders are so used to in line of clothing and food is happening to disappear, perhaps as a result of us leaders today that we're not told, and it's going to be the young ones that are going to be suffering. And for your benefit, Mr. Berger, I will make effort to translate in writing in more fuller detail. That's pretty much the content, but the written one will be in more detail. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. The next name is Dorothy.
Olana.
Dorothy Olana.
Honorable Chief Justice Thomas Berger, ladies and gentlemen, friends and relatives, I am Dorothy Olana, representing Brevik Mission. I am employed by the Brevik Mission Native Corporation as a store clerk, store owned by the Native Corporation. In speaking for myself and the children born after 1971, I would like to speak in terms of the lands claims of land that were selected by individuals to own. These specific lands that were surveyed and recorded by the Bureau of Land Management. There are a few people at Brevik Mission, as well as other surroundings, that have shares to own these special lands. And there are a lot of us who do not own any individual or selection land. Because when at the time these special land were handed down to, a lot of us did not reside in the village or were not aware of the land Settlement Act. I was one of those people not given special privilege to own selected land of my choice. But one thing I am happy, we did get shares by the corporation. I feel we are rightfully cheated, for this land is God's land, and especially given to the Eskimos who have lived on it for generation after generation. It was shared culturally for generations by the Eskimos before white man came along. Now the white man wants to treat us as they have the Indians. I think there are going to be a lot of hurt and hatred among a lot of people who did not get included to own individual land. I have no selected land to pass on to my flesh and blood because my parents have long passed on before the Land Claims Act, and I do not have any inheritance of land to pass on. I feel anguished by this law and left out because it's like in 1991, I will have nothing but shares by our corporation. Also in concern, I would like to speak when we will no longer be given the privilege to use the land or seed for subsistence hunt and fishing. Our generations, the Eskimos, were the first to have lived in this beautiful land, and because of them who passed it on rightfully, culture after culture have remained to claim our land. And because we live of its abundance, we do not want to be taken away this precious gift to this mankind. I have a vision of hunger to those who depend on native food to survive. The white man does not know of this way of lifestyle, and yet they want to deprive us of this privilege to use the land. Instead, they will use it with far greater technology to get rich. To us, the natives who live a simple way of life, I have enjoyed to the fullest, just the way we have in the past, we want the right, never having to give it away. I'm sorry our Village Corporation members were not able to testify, but thank you for listening to my concerns.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Could you leave me your paper? It's okay. Do you think you should translate it? Or?
I'll
you decide.
Dorothy Olan Panariga Tin Ashaga Gil Tepkunakun Mumtam in Magunun Hanaximat we be Latin Anjon and after 71 Suritok Tani Ida Ido Mavuni Magunun Nunokshang to a tin Kanotakuri Shong Ilumni. There should ask Kanari Blue Tepko Kanariga Magun Aguni Avida Adavut in Mitok. Nixix now the PA. The Katap Kudit Padat Ashley and Avnig Dost Agdatani Tortam Khanria.
The next name is Charlie Okporuk.
Honorable Berger, friends and relatives, I'd rather speak my own language because I'm not an educated person. Done my school in Shishmaref, raised here all my life. The longest away from the Alaska is 4 days, Seattle and Tacoma. Berger, excuse my language if I made a mistake on my English language. All my life, I was raised by my parents from the ocean, from the land, which the federal government is holding now. From that land, we are raised and I was raised. Present now, I'm president of IRA, including Land Selection Committee and 14C Committee, even though I'm not educated. Then comes the Land Native Allotment Act. What did this affect us? Present now is hardship because the federal regulation on our game and states. We cannot kill so much. We cannot sell the hides of seal and polar bear skins. That's part of our resource for our income. How are we going to pay up our what we owe to the store or taxes if the taxable stocks that is coming up to? I really don't know. I don't see any the money that goes to the our corporation. I never see it yet. Where it goes to? Is it growing, or is it lost? Same way in the Bering Strait region. We know that we have lost our money in Bering Strait due to the leadership of their finance. Let's think about it. What's going to happen to our native food if that land bridge become a law and federal government will say no, you will not hunt there because the games travel here and there. We travel for those games. I listened to the stories of my childhood from the old people. They never tell me we got a president, we got a governor in Alaska. The people surrounding villages is the one who owned this land, not the white people, not the Russian, nor anybody. The Inupiaq people is the one who owned this land until the white people come around here and bought it from Russia. I thought we were Americans in free country. We will not be free. Are we going to turn right around communist? So we won't have to govern our own land. Think about it on our future to come. I won't make it real long. Thank you for opportunity for me to speak.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
Chardon Connery Gaggett, and I say, I'm having a dear Sudan and Doc Maguang near Sigan Moon, Connectuni Magunu Nardo Tuniwan, to tune next dummy, Nanu dummy tune, Wunder the land bridge, big body dung near a hobbiter. I say, I'm having a lacon moon.
The next name is Stella Wayana.